Oscar 4, Mike Whiskey Yankee, listening.
This is AC6IW.
S6IW, I hear you. A little staticky, but I can make out what you're saying.
Coming in fine on it, too. It might be me, because just my location, I'm a little bit down in a, you know, not as solid as some places for the repeater. But I'm glad you're back on the air again. That's cool.
I'm glad, too. I'm just going to have to start relearning everything I used to know.
You'll start doing it a little bit every day, and it won't be a big deal. Did you ever try hooking your radio up to your laptop?
I figure out which one to download, which program to download on that Romeo Tango system.
Head up is you select the radio that you have, and then they have it for Windows and Mac. And I'm on a Mac, but I've downloaded one of the programs. I think it was for my Yaesu 710 when they didn't have it available for the Mac. But I think you'll find that like really easy to operate. We were having trouble here with the Yaesu software yesterday, but I was running it on my Mac with that emulator thing called Parallels, so it's not really exactly the same as running a PC.
For Mike Whiskey Yankee, I think possibility was that you downloaded the program for your particular radio, but we was trying to use it on this radio, the STM 6000. That could possibly be the problem, couldn't it?
Your version, because I went to the Yaesu page when we were here, and I downloaded the software that was under the files section on the Yaesu website. And they only have the Windows software for Yaesu's website. That's why the RT Systems thing works for, like, Mac users. But I know I was using the right one. It's just, I think the running Windows on my Mac works pretty good for most everything I ever do, but it might have a problem with, it had a problem recognizing the connection of your radio into my Mac. It said like some kind of a COM port there, which I hadn't seen it do that before. But you'll probably have an easier time with it just running it on your regular PC.
I was sitting up in the front part of the neighborhood. Let me drive back to my house and see where we're standing on transmit.
If you can hear me, this is AC6IW. What I was going to suggest is, I like the RT Systems program when I was comparing the two yesterday. I think I like it better because you can pull in the information from the three different repeater directories, and you don't have to do anything other than put your zip code in and select the mile radius, and then the check off like 2 meters and 440, and it'll just pull in all the frequencies, and you can just pick and choose, and you can drag them around. And I've done that on mine, on both my 7. I did it on the 991 and A2, and then also on the 500 and the 710, and it's so much easier than trying to manually enter it.
I'm sitting right where I normally park my truck at, and I heard you fine, just like I was sitting up there at the neighborhood.
Are you hearing me on the input, or you're more solid on the repeater?
The simplex, I didn't hear nothing but you, Ken, and not Mike. Right now I'm on the repeater, and I hear you great.
What I was getting at was, where have you moved to now versus where you were just maybe like 2 or 3 minutes ago is more solid?
It's more solid sitting in my driveway?
That way it's like less static.
But is this Caesar Head or Mount Mitchell?
Not Caesar's Head. I get mixed up if it's, I mean, I know it's definitely not Mount Mitchell. I get mixed up if it's Caesar's Head or the other one. But I just enter it by the call sign. And this is the one that does the net every night.
Metro there.
Metro 1. Let me flip through. Give me a second. Let me scroll through and I'll figure out what that one is. But I don't... It's weird. I put the labels in here by the call sign. I probably should have put like a little note on here for the location or something to help prod my memory, because sometimes I just don't remember. But give me like 5 seconds.
Okay. Kilo Oscar 4, Mike Whiskey Yankee, wait.
KO4PXB, giving you y'all a radio status. I can pick both y'all up on reverse, so you're definitely making into the repeater very well. It's KO4PXB.
KO4PXB, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Mike Whiskey Yankee. Yeah, you were coming in great too. What me and my friend is talking about, I got a Yazoo STM 6000 and I bought a new little 2 meter radio antenna with a magnetic base, put it in my 1986 F-150, and we're just testing it out.
PXB, you're more likely using the exact same radio that I've, because I've got a 2 meter 440 on top of my truck, and I'm mobile on Pleasantburg at the Malden Road.
I got a diamond antenna UHF.
Yep, you're definitely cleared. I have no issue picking you up.
This is a going through repeater at Caesarhead, correct?
I do believe that is correct.
Frequency of Mount Mitchell.
If I wasn't driving, I'd get it for you, but due to the fact that I'm driving, I'm not going to take the chance of looking down to get it.
Just be safe about it. It's not something I want right now.
Okay, I'm back. AC6IW.
6IW, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Mike Whiskey Yankee.
I think it's 145.19. I tried going to it on my radio, and I've got too much noise in the house. I'm getting like a high-pitched sound that's just like constant over that frequency, and when I key up on it, I can't seem to bring up a repeater. So I think I've got like a noise issue. I don't know if it's from all the extra lights I added in the backyard, those Philips Hue lights that hook up your Wi-Fi and stuff, or maybe it's the hot tub with the motor and the heater and all that stuff. So I think I'm going to have to like track down some noise issues that I didn't know about.
Where do you live? And I can dang sure come over and help you out with it.
Mess around with it. I'm actually trying to mix the chemicals in the hot tub to get all that back where it should be so we can get in it. I'm guessing did your power cable come yet for your car?
Should be coming in today. And then I can bring yours back over to you. And I got a notification that's going to be delivered today. That's about the fastest delivery I've ever had Amazon.
If you bring it by and we're not here or something like that, just stick it in the little compartment under the mailbox. Where I put newspapers. The guy that delivers our mail, one time someone dropped a check in my mailbox and, for the lessons and stuff, he got all ticked off about that, and he actually, picked it up and sent it, the person didn't put a stamp on it. They left it in my mailbox, and they did put, their name and a return address on it, and he went and, sent it back to the post office and rerouted it back to the person's house, and they had to pay for the return postage, and I didn't get my check for, another week or two. And then he started fussing at me, so I just tell people put it in that little paper for, newspapers, which we don't get.
Yeah, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Mike Whiskey Yankee. Yeah, I'll I'll text you if I do that, let you know, hey, your pile of cable's in your, below your mailbox or something like that. I won't do it just cold and not let you know. So just give you something to be aware of.
If I were you, what I would do is get on your PC and see, like, get that free software from Yaesu and see if you can get on your PC and that cable connect to your 6000 and your PC and get them to recognize each other, and then you should be able to program your radio, like, way faster than trying to manually enter it. And you can change some of those, all the different settings on your radio inside that instead of trying to walk through the menu system. That's what I do on my 500 and my 710, because it's so much faster, and I can't ever remember how to get where the menu systems are because there's so many different settings.
Just ordered also AC6 IW. I just ordered a power supply so I can do some things inside the house, not necessarily the garage, but do some things on the inside of the house. So we'll see how that works out, but I got to figure some things out first.
Well, that sounds very cool. I'm glad you're back on the air, and I bet you'll have fun with it. And I'm going to go try to work on the pool a little bit, and I need to get some trumpet practicing done, so that's out of the way, so I don't have that hanging over my head later. But I'm glad you're on the air. AC6IW. I'll be clear when you're clear.
It's Kilo Oscar 4 Mike Whiskey Yankee. I'm clear.